Hello and welcome to our wealth creation program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty, your host, and happy new year, everybody. It is 2018, and man, this is such a great time of the year. I mean, we just came off the holidays, spending time with friends and family and sinking ourselves into traditions, making new memories. And now it's like, it's the beginning of the year. It's time for a fresh start and kind of making some readjustments in life to get the most out of this year that we've just entered in that we possibly can. And I am thrilled that we have Rod Hairston with us today to talk about New Year's resolutions and goal setting and what to watch out for and tips to help you along the way as you guys are setting these goals, these New Year's resolutions, and moving forward. So Rod Hairston, man, I love this dude. He is super cool. He's been a part of Isagenix for, man, like a handful of years. And if you've heard of Healthy Mind and Body, he's the creator of that program. And he has done profound things with our associates on helping them reprogram their thoughts and their lives to stay the course and to prolong the success that they've had, whether it's weight loss or healthy living or healthy lifestyle. There's just so many positive testimonials that have come out of that program. Typically, people do Healthy Mind and Body in conjunction with the Isobody Challenge, and it's doing amazing things. But I want to share with you a little bit about Rod's background, because I'm telling you, he is one of the fastest growing authorities in America in the area of organizational performance and human potential. He is an incredible dynamic speaker and coach and author. He's actually graced the stages at Isagenix events and spoke to our hearts, and really, he's super raw and candid, which I love that. I love that about him. He's pretty much in your face, but in a loving way. But the bottom line is it obviously transforms people's behavior and helping them realize what's going on and helping with longer lasting results. He has created many programs in the past, but all of which help with people, you know, becoming more effective and becoming better human beings. But before all of this, I have to tell you, he was in the military. And as a matter of fact, he started his training career in the United States Military Naval Special Warfare. And he was a member of the Mobile Communications Team. He served as a trainer of communications for the elite Navy SEALs. And during that time, was totally intrigued with the people in social operations and how they taught and acted and dealt with stressful and dangerous situations. So obviously, that kind of set the foundation for his training and who he is today. He then went on to work with Tony Robbins, one of the most famous performance coaches in the world. And obviously, from that, has launched into some of his own companies, such as Envision You, and hosting a reality TV show called Are You Up? I love it. And then, of course, fast forward to today with us on Healthy Mind and Body. So, Rod, we are so excited to have you with us. So, happy new year to you and welcome.
Happy new year to you. And I love working with you, so thank you.
Yeah, I do too. You are one of my favorite trainers for sure, and I'm super excited for you to share all that you have planned for us today, because I kind of know a little bit, and it's a little different approach for New Year's resolutions and goal setting and kind of helping people along at this time of the year to ensure better success. So, you know, just before we start, do you have some New Year's resolutions set for yourself?
I do. And that's to kind of continue to expand. In fact, my New Year's resolutions is just to act on my everyday resolutions because that's what it takes. And that's one of the things we want to talk about today is really making sure that you almost talk yourselves out of New Year's resolutions. But, you know, let's not jump ahead. Let's stay positive and focused on the positives about creating a New Year's resolution, and we'll reframe that a little bit.
Okay. And of course, you and I, we were visiting before we started recording today, that New Year's resolutions seldom work. I mean, the failure rate where people kind of fall off the wagon, it's huge. So maybe you can share with people why that is.
And that's just it, because again, we unconsciously, we start looking forward to just doing our resolutions, not necessarily creating anything new. So think about it. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he's a longtime friend, a childhood friend. So I really don't talk to people about what I do or coaching or changing their identity if they're not asking for it. But he said to me, you know, I'm looking forward to this year. You know, with what's going on in the world, I really believe, I believe that I have some good resolutions that will work now. And so he's waiting for January 1st after he eats like crap during Christmas and celebrates that, and then goes out the night before December 31st and gets drunk. And then he's going to wake up the next day after his hangover, and he's going to do his New Year's resolutions, and it's going to work because he wrote them down, and he might even throw them in the fire and burn it. Mm-hmm. And which is really going to send some magic dust back from the smoke is going to come back from the fire and go into his nose and ears, and it's going to go to his brain and give him the power. I don't know what people think it is, but I think that's how they look at it. And so I listened to him, and I just thought, well, why not do it today? If you already know what you want to do, why not create resolutions right now? In fact, why don't you make it a decision, cut off any other possibility? Mm. And he just looked at me like, well, it's not January 1st. It's just a ritual for trying. And that's what people, it's just something to get rapport with people around. It's just another tradition. Right, that's all it is. It's not. People don't really look at it for what it needs to be, and that's a shift in identity, and that's what I want to talk about today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and you know, I, when you were sharing all of that, it's interesting why we as humans would put off until January 1 to start something great. And man, I can't help but think that, you know, obviously it's mindset. It's that they're not in the right frame of mind to be able to maybe conquer some of that. And maybe that leads into the fear of failing. Maybe they, you know, they don't trust themselves and staying in within the boundaries of those goals and actually following through and accomplishing. I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think so. I think people don't really know why they're doing it. It's almost like certain philosophies and traditions and religions, it was put in your head when you were a kid. And so you don't really know why your parents did it or your grandparents did it. You have no idea. And unless you know the purpose of something or what it's actually attempting to accomplish, then it just becomes a ritual. It just becomes a tradition. And so people don't really take it that seriously. It's just something that you do around January and something that you can talk about and laugh about or have some comedian get up and make fun of it in April, and you laugh at yourself, and life goes on. It continues to repeat itself. And I think so that's why it's not taken seriously. Now, some people, of course, it works. It works for them, but it's a small percent of people, it's the minority of people that do it that makes it work. And if it does work, that means they utilize principle more so than the masses of people who just see it as something that to do, something mm-hmm. I was taught to do as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some patterns in life, because you had shared with me earlier that people have these patterns, and sometimes they aren't even aware of what they're doing that can hold them back from having successful resolutions and accomplishing those. So let's talk about patterns.
Absolutely. So, and all of that I just said, I want to make sure that everybody understands that I don't want people going, so Rod Hairston said the resolutions were dumb. They're not. They're beautiful. And now we're going to make them beautiful. I had to shake you up a little bit before we can actually support you in starting to develop and utilize that time and that opportunity in a proper way. So what people focus on when they do New Year's resolutions is they focus on what they want to have in their life, right? What they want to get, whether it's 50 pounds off or a new car or money or a new relationship. It's all in what you want to have. The resolutions in a new year and all of that enthusiasm and excitement and the renewal of like life that comes with the metaphor of the new year gives us hope. And what we do, instead of think about who we're being, we think about what we want to have. And so today I want to talk about the patterns of being. And the patterns of being are going to be completely responsible for what you accomplish, what you create, right? What it pulls from within, being, and all that you want comes from within, not without. And so that first being, that first pattern is the victim. And if you're the victim and you think all of a sudden one day is going to take away your victimness, it's not. And remember, it's not negative to be the victim. It just simply means that you've blamed everybody for 364 days for everything that's not going right in your life. Maybe rightfully so, right? Remember, it might not be your fault, but it is always your responsibility because it's your life. So that person needs to say, I take responsibility before they start thinking about resolutions. I have to be responsible, right? I have to be responsible before I can. And just saying it and making it conscious is what's going to support you in breaking that pattern. So for all of you people that might play victim, remember, it's not you. It's just the pattern of protection. And the pattern of protection is the victim. And so when you get there and you start thinking about your resolutions, if you think you're playing victim, if you're not sure, if it's unconscious, you just say to yourself, I am responsible. I am responsible for where I am right now, what I'm in right now, for my weight, for my financial situation, and I'm also responsible for what I'm going to create. And I believe I have it within me. So just say that before you go into creating any new resolutions. Does that make sense, Krista?
Absolutely, absolutely. I love what you said, too, about the victim, because it's easy to feel comfortable being the victim. But I love what you said, that it might not be your fault, but it's always your responsibility because this is your life. And the only person that's going to get anything done in your life, whether, like you said, with weight loss or financial or whatever, success, it's you. It's you.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. The next one is the rut dweller. These people have dwelled in a rut dweller, not a rot dweller, but a rut dweller. A rut dweller dwells in a rut. And even though they might take responsibility, their thing is they feel completely overwhelmed when they think about their resolutions, but they do them anyway. But they do them almost with that voice of, okay, here's my resolution. It's like one more thing on my back, one more thing on my plate. So I'm in debt from Christmas. I have my kids. I have my job. I have my weight. I have this dirty house. And one more thing that I have to do, okay? And what the rut dweller needs to understand is that life is about the small steps to get out of the rut, like you took small steps to get into the rut, okay? And that life is about the small steps to develop a habit. So what you have to kind of recognize is that my resolutions are going to help me develop habits. I'm a habit maker. That the habits that got me into the rut, those are what I'm going to go after. I'm not going to care about a result. I'm going to care about the habit. And let me say it in a better way. Take action to build habits and allow the habits to get the results for you, because that's how you got in a rut in the first place. That means you take very different action. And it means that you're going to not care about the result, but you're going to develop the habit. If I have to, if I want to work out, then even if I do 2 minutes, but I do it every day, then I'm going to build a habit. The habit is going to take hold, and habits like to grow. So you rut dwellers, you have to be okay with taking small, in your mind, insignificant action, but consistency. So I want you to say, I am consistent in small, deliberable steps that are going to allow me to build habits. And once habits take hold, they like to grow. Make sense?
Yes, love it.
Right. The next one is the pretender. The pretender. Did you want to say something, Kristen?
No, I was going to say, what's next? I'm like taking the mad pretender. Notes here.
The pretender is a pattern. And these people, every year, they create these grand resolutions and how their life was and everything is wonderful and we can see it's not. And what the pretender needs to do, if that's your pattern, if your pattern is thinking, remember, a pretender only cares about what you think about them, not what's real or true. And 9 times out of 10, we see sometimes, and pretenders, we love you, but we see that you're pretending and we know we better shut up about it. We see you, though. We notice you're not hiding anything. The only one you're hiding it from is you. So, pretenders, I want you to create resolutions with love for self. Just this year, I want you to say, I love me, because we love you. I love me. And what happens is pretenders, even if they get what they are seeking to get by pretending to be somebody else, they're going to feel even worse about the accomplishment, because they believe they were tricking people to get it. They believe that they were tricking the universe somehow. And to get it, right, really recognize that you're lovable. I don't care what you've gone through. Forgive yourself and love yourself and create resolutions from that particular place. It's going to be so refreshing to do it that way this year. It's going to be heartfelt and it's going to be for you, not to fit in, not to compare and contrast yourself with other people, and not to play this game of hide and seek, or a better way of saying it, play this game of imposing or being an imposter, because we know you, we see you, and we love the authentic you. There's so many people that I talk to, and I tell them what I see, and they cry or they get mad at me, and it's like, no, but I love you, and I love you, and we see it, and there's so much there that you're not even seeing in yourself. So pretenders, create your resolutions with love for self. I am love. That's what you want to say before you create your resolutions.
Powerful. So powerful. Go ahead.
The next one is the stressed achiever. The stressed achiever is they create resolutions and then they become a nightmare to deal with, right? Because they want to stress everybody else around them out, right? Now I got to do it. I made it right last time. And it's like they think that resolutions are willpower. Like they think that they got to like grit their teeth and slam their chest and do their power moves and spit on people and yell and go for it. And I don't mean literally spit, but when they talk with so much passion, they spit on you. Right. And so the stressed achiever, you got to chill out. A lot of people think that the New Year's just stress. And we got to go for it. This year is going to be the year. That's called constipation. Stop it. It's inside out, not outside in. It's not you using willpower will never beat identity. Willpower will never beat the belief systems, beat the inside of you. Just relax. Remember, everything is handled in relaxation. So you got to kind of remember the principles that really organize life. There's when it comes to achieving or creating or even how a baby is born. There's tenseness, there's charge, there's discharge, and there's relaxation. You have to let go. Bob Proctor used to say, you got to let go and let God. Even if you accomplish through sheer willpower the thing that you want to do, or the thing that you want to have, you, once you get there, you're not going to really enjoy it because you've created such a mess along the way that it's not worth it. So relax. Remember, it's inside out. Your power lives within. So when you do your resolutions, just kind of say, all I need is within me now. Not my willpower and gritting my teeth and forcing it. Allow it to happen. Use power versus force. And the power lives within you.
That's powerful.
Then there's my lovely, thank you. Then there's the lovely success seekers. And that's most of the people that's going to be listening to this call. You guys are positive and you're upbeat and you go through life and you're just looking for a solution. In fact, you'll go to all of the programs. You'll fly all around the country, around the world sometimes, looking for that positive solution to grow and expand and take your life to the next level. But as soon as you run into any obstacle, you confuse it with moving on to the next motivational vehicle or the next philosophy or the next book. Success seekers, you have to recognize that when you ask for things, when you ask for resolutions, when you ask for a car, $1 million, the way your mind hears that is that's who you want to become. It doesn't understand having anything. It doesn't compare itself to the Joneses. It only understands to become. So when you create resolutions, instantly obstacles are going to be put in front of you, and you're going to look at it sometimes as, oh, this didn't work, and you're going to positively move to the next book, the next podcast, looking for the solution. And it's because you get so pumped up and excited about, like, listening to this, you're going to get pumped up. This is going to work for me. And it will work for you if you start embracing the challenge that comes with it. The resolutions are going to bring you challenges to make you become a person that can create the things that you want to have. Resolutions are about becoming, not getting. And so for the success seeker, you have to celebrate the challenge. You have to celebrate the obstacle, and you have to have faith that whatever obstacle is in front of you is there to support you in becoming. And so embrace the obstacles, embrace the challenges. Have faith that they are there and that anything put in front of you, you can deal with. And positively, like you are, continue to seek within instead of seeking without. Recognize that everything that you're looking for, much like the stressed achiever, is inside of you, and that the obstacles are there to support you in becoming. Okay? So what you want to say to yourself as you're doing your resolutions is, I have an opportunity to be. I'm going to become. I'm going to become. I'm going to embrace the challenges. I am faithful. That's what you want to say. I am faithful. The next one is a certainty seeker. And it's tough because they're seeking certainty. So they're creating resolutions that they don't have, but they want certainty that it's going to work out. Well, that's a challenge, because if you had certainty it was going to work out, then you wouldn't need to create the resolution. You would already know how to do it. You would already have it. And so certainty seekers can't stand uncertainty. And uncertainty requires courage. So you have to recognize that when you create your resolutions, you have to create it from a place of courage. You have to be courageous. You have to recognize that that's what life is telling you. Be courageous. The scariest thing in the world is to think that certainty lives outside of you. It doesn't. It lives within. Kirsten, one day we're going to tell her story, because she is one of the most courageous, beautiful people that I know. But it's not in what she says, it's in who she is and what she's done and how she's done it in such a beautiful, beautiful way. And that's a future story that I'm going to interview her so that you guys get a chance to hear her beautiful story one day. But she's so courageous. She doesn't seek certainty in anything. She seeks opportunity. She knows that there's more there. She knows that inside of her there's more strength. And I want all of you to kind of borrow from that opportunity, from this beautiful person interviewing me, and just say to yourselves, all I need, again, is within me now. Like, I can develop that courage, that there is no such thing as certainty other than the way I think and other than the connection with my creator. And then the last one is the escapist. And the escapists are people who probably won't even do New Year's resolutions or find a way to avoid it when people bring it up. And just kind of like, you just want to avoid any situation where you have to grow, change, or expand. You escape it. You escape the conversations. You escape the situations. And what I want you to recognize is that you can't escape life. And what the escapist has to do is they have to recognize that theirs is awareness. I have awareness. Awareness that life is happening for me versus then against me. I have awareness that life is here to support me. Life, and I can't escape it. I'm in the game, right? So I want you to just create your resolutions with awareness, with the, I'm aware. I'm aware of who I am and what I need to do and who I need to be. And that's how I want all of you. And so if you don't know which one of these you play, then use the language for all of them. Listen to the call again and take notes. And use it for, and use the language for all of them to support you and really aligning with some of the patterns that you might have, and then redirecting towards your resolutions, your goals, and your visions. Does that make sense, Kirsten?
Yes. I think that the two that I could relate to, just thinking back on my life, is the certainty seeker. Because and this is way back when I was, you know, in my teens, I didn't like unpredictability. And so, and with that, if you want everything to be predictable, you're going to live in a pretty small bubble. You're going to do, your patterns are going to be very, ritualistic day in and day out. And then along comes Isagenics. And I was, you know, I will say it this way because that's how I viewed it at the time. I was put into, you know, running the conference calls. I was called to do it. I was absolutely terrified. And of course, conference calls evolved into podcasting. But I was terrified. I was terrified. And then that that courage that needed to take place that I needed in order to grow, because I could see other people around me growing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, like I'm growing. And it's painful, guys. Sometimes it's painful. I remember going to those positive, upbeat events to kind of feed and nourish myself. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes it takes a lot of events for some and only a few for others in order to grasp life and get going. But for me, I needed a lot. I needed a lot. And it's probably because, Rod, I'll be honest, I attended so many events because I was a little bit fearful of responsibility, and I was fearful of failing. And so I kind of gradually grew, just, but at least it was one step at a time, right? You know, I wanted to grow and I wanted to become. I didn't want to live in this place of being shy or being embarrassed over nothing. Seriously, just in a regular conversation, I would get embarrassed over nothing. I was shy. So in order to overcome that and be present and to give, I knew I had to put myself out there. So I remember in between breaks at these events, these personal growth journeys that I took, I would go and like literally reapply deodorant and change my shirt because I'd sweat so much. So it requires courage. Yes. And hey, I'm so glad I did it, because I look back over my 16-year journey with this company now, almost 17 years, and my kids are reaping the benefits of my courage to grow and to become. And it has helped me to become a better mom and to inspire my kiddos. And in return, they're becoming better beings and they're growing faster than they would if I would have stayed old mom, right? So it's just, man, it's a beautiful journey when you think about the ripple effect too, right? Right, Rod?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. I love that. And that's real world right there. Now, again, That's just some examples of how you broke so many of these patterns. And what we just talked about, guys, are patterns. The victim is a pattern. The rut dweller is a pattern. The pretender is a pattern. The stressed achiever is a pattern. The success seeker is a pattern. The certainty seeker is a pattern. The escapist is a pattern. And being shy is a pattern. And this is why she was able to overcome it, because she said, I am shy. She wasn't shy. Shy was her pattern. And listen to her now, this beautiful, courageous, amazing woman that impacts thousands and thousands and thousands of people all the time by interviewing and bringing out the best in the people that she brings on her show. So this has been beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you for all your kind words. Seriously, Rod, they mean so much to me. And I'm going to tell you, if I can do it, anybody can do it, because I certainly don't have any magic potion that has gotten me to this time in my life. And I have so much more growth to do, too. You know, it's like I'm 42, almost 43. And life is just like new, this whole chapter in my life. I love my 40s. I love my 40s. Okay, so let's
40s are great.
Oh, it's so good. Okay, let's talk about this now. Okay, so once people identify, you know, their patterns and what they're doing and who they are, basically, you want to kind of break out of that, obviously. And so what's next? What lies next to help people maybe take action to rebuild healthy habits and rebuild healthy patterns?
Well, you know, make your resolutions out to be visions. And so I want all of you to, after you identify those patterns, right, some of you are going to have to build your vision first. Instead of a resolution, call it a vision. Where there's no vision, the people perish. And so you want it to make you uncomfortable. Recognize that you're giving your mind marching orders for the rest of the year, but you're not going to look at it once a year. You're going to revisit it every day. So you need to write out a compelling vision, especially in your financial life, your career, your health, your relationships, right? You want to write it out in all of your spiritual life, your fun. Break those categories down and create a compelling vision. And what is a vision? A vision is just a target. Remember, you want to create a vision zone. And that means it's outside of your comfort zone. And that's where the pattern is going to be exposed. And that's when you're going to feel these patterns pop up. The second thing you want to do, in order to be that ultimate performer, is for each vision, you have to have a really strong purpose. So if I'm vision focused, I have to be purpose driven. So I have to create a purpose, a why, a reason for each one of these visions, right? I have to develop a why. Why do I want this? Why? Now, remember, stop looking. If your why isn't like the clouds opening up or to build orphanages, and it's not, that doesn't mean you're not going to get it. The universe doesn't require a like TV movie type of why. And that's why so many people fall short. Your why can be because I deserve it, or because it's my birthright, or because I'm creative, or because I have this beautiful, amazing gift inside of me given to me by my creator. And the more I use it, the more I pay homage to my creator. It could be that I'm not taking anything away from anybody else, and that I want to be an example of possibility from where I came from. All of my success is going to show people like me that they can do it. It can be that. Whatever, you need to come up with yours for you. And it doesn't have to be all, like, magnificent and, like, you know, Oprah-like. It doesn't have to be celebration-like when you get on stage and you hear people tell all of these amazing whys. And you go, well, I don't have a why like that. You don't need one like that. Sometimes people just work out because they want to work out, because it makes you feel better. And that could be it. It's going to make me feel better because I want to show my kids or show my community. I want to prove to myself, whatever your why is, you create it and you write it down and you look at it every day. After you look at your vision, you look at your why, and you'll start noticing that more whys will come to you and add to your why. Don't change your vision, but add to the why. Increase it. Make it more powerful. And then the third thing I want you to really do is I want you to add to. So the habit is, how many times do I think about and or think about my vision or read my vision on a daily basis. And what I want you to do is from here to the end of the year, I want on that Sunday, I want you to just have a journal and just write down for that week or a calendar how many more times you looked at your vision and you thought about it, you visualized it. So even if I do it, maybe I drop off and I start off and I do it 20 times this week, and then next week I'm busy and I drop off to 10. We'll just go back up to 20, go back up to 30. And you're going to be up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down for a while. Through February, you're going to be up and down because it's not a habit yet. But by the time March and April comes, that you are going to be. Now, remember, I don't care what you do. All I want you to do is either visualize, be intentional. So consciously think about the vision, read the vision, and read the why. That's all you do. Trust me on this. I don't care what results you're getting. I don't care if you're still eating or smoking. I don't care. You got to remember, everything is born within first. You want to be impregnated with the resolution and with the vision. And pretty soon it will take hold. And once it does, it's nothing you can do. It's inside out. Just like a baby comes into this world. It's coming. You don't make it. The mom and daddy doesn't sit down and go, okay, today we got to make sure that we do these things so that it develops in this way. No, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's coming. And all of you love and protect yourselves and be healthy, but the baby is going to develop. The vision is going to develop, and it's going to show itself. And it's going to show itself when it's ready. And so that's what life is all about. Your job is to enjoy the process. So let this be a beautiful new year, and let this be a way of moving towards and creating resolutions that work. Mm-hmm. And if you need any support, come to growth-u.com, and we will support you with a 365-day sort of reminder of who you are for the year. And or do Healthy Mind and Body, or call Kirsten. She loves to support you, too.
Or call Rod. Call Rod. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you know what? I mean, plugging into something daily. We all know, there's often times that you hear the cell phone referred to as far as if you don't plug your cell phone in, it's going to die. And it's the same thing with yourself. You know, plug yourself into those environments that allow you to grow and thrive. Because quite honestly, right, Rod? I mean, there might be an environment that someone's in which makes it a little bit more challenging to satisfy these New Year's resolutions. So environment and surrounding is like really critical. And then the other thing that I was thinking about when you were sharing what you just did is, man, I used to be the all or nothing. Like, oh, I just had two cookies. Well, I might as well eat six because I just blew it. I just blew it. Right. And it doesn't have to be that way. It's like, I loved your suggestion is, well, you know what, if you did that, or if you went from 20 times down to 10 times, guess what? The next day, just pull yourself back on track and give yourself grace, right? You are perfectly imperfect heading towards your new life with your vision and your healthy patterns, right?
That's beautiful. That's beautifully said. Absolutely.
Okay.
Beautifully
said. Well, you know what? Thank you so much, Rod. Anything else that you want to share before closing out today?
No, I just want all of you to just kind of remember that life is, you know, about the journey, not the destination. There is no there. So stop holding your breath and thinking that you're starting with your resolutions. You're not. You're continuing. And even though we're starting January 1st, it's a tradition, right? And so if you're going to remember, you know, your Januarys are going to just be a check-in. It's going to be a check-in on your journey and how fulfilled you are and how happy you are and what you've created. Remember, the beautiful things in life on a material level, love to be with people who could appreciate them and who can be comfortable with them because it's part of who you are versus defining you and you going into fear to protect them. Those things that you want will not give you the happiness you seek. the happiness you seek will support you in creating the things that you want. So start supporting that happiness and the courage and the confidence and the enthusiasm and self-love, self-appreciation and awareness of who you are. And the things that you want to create in your life will come, and you'll keep them, and you'll be comfortable with them. You'll be at home with them, and they will just be something that you can truly be grateful for and appreciate, because you'll realize you created them. Nobody gave you anything. It came from you.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Wow. I bet everybody listening in is not quite what you were expecting, right? But I love it. And it's so true. And this is going to really set such a strong foundation as you guys move forward through your new goals, your new visions. I loved Rod sharing that, you know, to know your why and why you're doing it. It just adds so much heart and emotion into it. Write everything down, keep it in front of you. I know I did that with some of my goals, and just to keep it in your face, helped me to stay on track even better. I love the accountability aspect too. Rod, that was huge for me, and just sharing it outright with certain people and having them support me along my journey too. But we love you all out in the field, you guys. You guys are incredible. You are the heart of Isagenix. You are what this company is today. And it's, I don't know what we would do without it. I mean, it's such a beautiful community of people. So congratulations for joining in and being here today. And good luck as you guys venture into 2018, and best of success with those New Year's resolutions. And Rod, thank you so much for being with us today. You're so awesome. I so appreciate and love you. And Happy New Year once again to you.
Happy New Year to you. And thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. Our pleasure. And make sure that everybody knows where to find this amazing podcast, as well as all of the others that we have for you. Isagenixpodcast.com. Have fun with them. Download them. Subscribe for free. And again, best of success, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.